Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Today's devotional was written and presented by Laura Young. The scripture is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 20.
The missing piece of armor. Ephesians 6:18. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions, with all kinds of prayers and request. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Ah, the full armor of God passage. When my sons were in preschool, we had the plastic armor of God playset from the local Christian bookstore. I'm not sure they were ever too interested in making the biblical connections at that young age, but I hear studies are available that have a lesson on each armor component. When I first learned about this passage as a teen, it was emphasized that the only offensive part of the armor was the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible is our offensive weapon. The other parts are for defense. In a later study, as an adult, the teacher shared that Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians while he was under house arrest in Rome. He was probably looking at a Roman soldier as he wrote. Then she went on to explain that Paul's original audience, also familiar with Roman soldiers, would have readily recognized his description of prayer as representing the spear, another typical part of armor at that time. Roman soldiers had many types of spears available, depending on the particular need. Now we have two offensive weapons, the Bible and prayer. Not that much into weaponry, ancient or otherwise. I also have fond memories of a small group discussion about James 5:13-16, a passage giving examples of when and how to pray. When one member excitedly exclaimed, "Prayer! It's like the card for all occasions." Our passage from Ephesians even includes the phrase, "on all occasions." Maybe the idea of homes having a box of all-occasion greeting cards on hand, ready to be mailed out to family and friends, is getting to be about as dated as soldiers carrying spears. Praying, however, will never be out of date. Our focus this week has been on persevering in prayer, to keep asking and seeking until we see God at work, even when God may not seem to be answering. That can indeed be a challenging aspect of persevering in prayer during some seasons of life. We can trust that God is hearing our prayers during those times, no matter how we pray, no matter how inadequate our exact wording or thoughts may seem. The Holy Spirit is helping us. Our prayer goes out like a skillfully thrown spear, straight to its target, and definitely getting the attention of our loving Heavenly Father. Each prayer is also like a heartfelt greeting card, perfect for the occasion, and connecting us to our Lord and Savior. Sometimes we may not have some big need, concern, or issue to be bringing before God, and it can be too easy to neglect praying. We need to persevere on those occasions too. Maybe our praying will be like a soldier training with his spear so that he is well practiced when the real need arises. Maybe our prayer is like writing a letter or sending a text to your sweetheart, even when there is not much news to share, just to stay connected, just to say, "I love you." Let us pray. Thank you, God, that we can come to you in prayer on all occasions. We don't have to worry if we are enough. We don't have to be concerned that we might be too much for you. We can just chit-chat. We can pour out our hearts. We can even be together in companionable silence. Thank you for the gift of prayer. Teach us to pray. Only because of all that Jesus has done can we have such a close relationship with you. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, Discovering the Power of Prayer. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.